Hello, welcome to my little audio boo here. I had a thought. How many members of the British Parliament have shares in BP or sort of BP-related industries? The reason why I ask is, I wonder if the almost complete lack of members of Parliament talking about this issue is because lots of them have shares in BP and therefore don't wish to sort of be accused of having conflicting interests or vested interests. Or is it because they have shares in various companies and businesses which will do well, which will prosper if BP collapses? So there's one interesting issue. If you know the answer to it, I'd love to hear from you, of course. Well, there's a story making the rounds in America at the moment about lawmakers in America who have or had shares in BP. This is a bit more depressing for BP. At least four members of Congress, or whatever they call it in America, have had shares in BP, but maybe for obvious reasons they've decided to get rid of them. It's been reported that a Democratic senator called John Kerry, sounds vaguely familiar, but I think he's not very famous at the moment, but he was in the past. He had stock in BP, and he's dumped the shares. Two Republican senators, Kit Bond of Missouri and Judd Gregg of New Hampshire, they dumped BP and Transocean shares. Carolyn Maloney was a New York Democratic Republican. Well, her husband had stock in BP, and then when he died, she got hold of it. Well, apparently she's got rid of that. There are some lawmakers who have kept hold of their stock, including Republican, Gary Miller. He's still got his stock at the moment. So it makes you wonder, all these politicians saying all these things, to what extent is it in their commercial interests to have a bash at BP? Just something for you, everyone who's bashing BP, something for you to think about. And also, of course, that Boris Johnson is super fab, hip and trendy as possibly the only sort of high-level Tory, the only Tory in high office who's actually come out and said that he thinks the BP and the British bashing which is going on at the moment by Obama is wrong. Now, he stood on a platform and he said that he thought all of the anti-British rhetoric was wrong. I applaud the Mayor of London for doing this. So far, the official sort of government position on this has been very disappointing, very, very weak. I'm quite surprised at the complete lack of support for British industry that's been shown by the coalition government so far. At the moment, as I say, I believe Boris Johnson is the only Tory in high office who's actually stood up for not for BP sort of in of itself, but rather for British industry, for British interests, which is quite surprising. What are your thoughts and views on this? I'd love to know. We are sort of following this BP story as it descends into a bit of a farce. Of course, Obama is losing a lot of support over his handling of this, and he's being advised, just go after the British, be as anti-British as you possibly can, and this sort of xenophobic thing seems to be what he's doing at the moment. But will it work? Your thoughts, Steve's radio show at hotmail.com.